Hello! This week on Ask a Teacher, we will continue to answer Errol's question about learning new words by using suffixes to create adjectives and adverbs. Hello, my name is Errol. What is the best way of learning words? I am very confused about this subject. Can you give me some advice about learning words, please? Last week, we looked at creating nouns and verbs by adding suffixes to words. Now we will create adjectives and adverbs with suffixes. Words that add meaning to a sentence are known as content words. Content words often appear as one of the four major parts of speech: nouns, verbs, adjectives, and adverbs. Let us look at an example with all four major parts of speech. The orange cat cried loudly. The adjective orange describes the color of the cat, which is the noun. Loudly is the adverb that describes the verb cry in the past tense. We add suffixes to the end of the base form of a word to change the part of speech. This way, we can create several words from the base form in English. To change some nouns into adjectives, we can use several endings: full, less, e, ul, ick, and ickle. For example, beauty plus suffix full equal beautiful. Change the y to I and add the suffix full. The suffix full means having the quality of the noun. Emotion plus suffix less equal emotionless. The suffix less means without. Rain plus suffix e equal rainy. The suffix e means to be characterized by. Organization plus suffix ul equal organizational. Keep the noun suffix ation and add ul, the adjective ending. This suffix means relating to. History plus suffix ick equal historic. Remove the y and add the suffix ick. This word means important or famous in history. History plus suffix ickle equal historical. Remove the y and add the suffix. This word means relating to history or past events. Let us move on to making adjectives from verbs. To turn some verbs into adjectives, we can use the suffixes iv, ius, ing, id, in, and able. For example, create plus suffix iv equal creative. Drop the e and add the suffix. Study plus suffix ius equal studious. Drop the y and add the suffix. Sometimes participles are used as adjectives. These adjectives can have a sense of either continuation or completion. For example, cry plus suffix ing equal crying. Keep the y and add the suffix. An example sentence is, the crying baby did not sleep all night. Shake plus suffix n equal shake it. An example of this suffix is, I often drink teas shaken with milk. Lastly, for making adjectives from verbs, we have the suffix able. It means able or possible to do. Break plus suffix able equal breakable. This word means able to be broken. Finally, many adjectives become adverbs by adding the suffix -ly. Creative plus suffix -ly equal creatively. Now let us complete the chart from last week that lists possible words you can make by adding suffixes. Understanding suffixes can be a path to quickly learning a lot of new content words. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.